Today's weekly summary, the 1st of the 8th of April. The definition this week is listening. Astrology is all about listening. Listening to what the vibe of the day is telling you. Listening to the energy that the sun in Aries, after all, this is the sun, the center of our solar system. The sun is the fire, the passion. For some people, it is the anger and frustration that nothing has happened, is happening in their lives. It is the fire that gets things moving. It is the fire that begins a new zodiac year, and we have a new moon, a very powerful eclipse new moon, right across the United States. What a journey that's going to be. And it is going to be eerie, because unlike that eclipse that was in August of, was it 2019 or 18? Unlike that eclipse, this is an eclipsed new moon in Aries, the first star sign of the zodiac, with Mercury and Venus in Aries, the inner planets all aligned, and the moon is crossing over, and the moon will make the world go dark for a couple of minutes and then it go light again. So the definition now this week is the light goes out on the past, goodbye, and the light goes on for the future. And it is an emotional energy. I want the future. Now, some people live in the past. Oh, if only it could go back to the past. If only it could go back to the year 2000. No, it can't. No. If only, you know, when marriages have fallen apart. Oh, what happened to us? If only it could go back to the way it was back in 1990, whatever, right? It can't. If only I could go and redo life again and go back to the past. No, it can't. Just can't. Now, Pluto in Aquarius, that is a new definition of all our lives, and it is listening. Listening to Aquarius energies, listening to the what next. Now, sometimes people tell you over and over again, I might tell you over and over again, the planets might tell you over and over again, you don't listen. And if you don't listen, then it's only going to get more frustrating over the next 3 months of your lives until eventually you do listen. So why go through purgatory? Why go through all the pain and all the suffering? Why go through? Listen, listen. Now, if you need to wait to listen, then I would say the 3rd and 4th of April, with the moon conjunct Pluto in Aquarius, they are perfect days to listen and then to do. One of the greatest things about both astrology and women. Ah, there we are. I'm going to say women. Thumbs up for women. Thumbs up for women who are impulsive and listen. Because women, when they wake up in the morning and they feel an urge inside them, they feel an impulsive energy. And it's the most of men as well. Me, I was in sales, so I've got the same impulsive energy. All salespeople have the same impulsive energy. All women have the same impulsive energy, because sales is activity. Sales is being busy. Sales is connecting with other people, because you need other people to need you, want you, be enticed into you, feel the vibe of the day, and then go to do the business. People in the business world always listen to the vibe of the day. Now, if the vibe of the day is no good, so you have to take your clients out to lunch, you have to give them a drink or two in the evening, you have to accommodate them to put them in a good mood to get them to say yes. That's all it's about, being in a good mood, putting your clients in a good mood for them to say yes to you. The planets this week are putting all of us, should be putting all of us in a good mood to do something that's really right. But sometimes some star signs, I will admit, they have to be put in a bad mood in order to realize, oh, I've got to make a change. This is really irritating me. I'm in a bad mood. And then they get the good mood afterwards. The planets are all stacked up. It's Pluto in Aquarius with Mars, Venus, Saturn and Neptune in Pisces, and then Venus goes into Aries on Friday the 5th of April, and then we have the Sun, New Moon, Mercury, Venus in Aries on the 8th of April, and followed by the Jupiter, Uranus and Taurus. There are no planets in Gemini. May 24th, 2024, Jupiter goes into Gemini, and that's where something that is definitely not in your life today will be coming into all our lives. And it's on that one-way journey now to achieve it, to acquire it, to feel it, to see it, to want to see it. Sometimes some people, no, I don't want anything new. No, I'm not ready for it. I'm not ready for anything new. To want to something new is an impulsive energy. It is the energy of desire. I want to see, at the very least, I want to see what it's all about. I want to see what May is going to do. The last week in May, what miracles are going to happen in my life? So some people, I will tell them honestly, wait and see. Enjoy what you're doing at the moment, but don't do anything dramatic or drastic. Don't do anything crazy, if you can help it. Some people can't help it. Don't, until we see the definition of Jupiter in Gemini. Jupiter in Gemini, biggest person. planet, solar system. Gemini is a yes energy. Yes, Gemini has something for everybody of every single star sign. Unfortunately, and I use the word unfortunately, at the moment, there are no planets in Gemini and Cancer and Leo and Virgo and Libra and Scorpio and Sagittarius and Capricorn. And with no planets in all these star signs, all these star signs, again, as I repeat it, from Gemini until Capricorn, so basically, it's basically almost all the star signs, you're being forced to listen. You're being forced to adapt. You're being forced. I know it's not pleasant for some star signs with certain planetary configurations. You're not very happy. But the truth is, a change is being implemented at the moment. A change needs to happen. In order to grow for the long-term happiness, for your long-term stability, a change must happen. And unfortunately, some people, they're still stuck holding on to the past. I talk about relationships, love relationships. If you don't love the person that you're with right now, it's going to end. However, if you do love them, you're realizing how much you love them right now, because it is energy. Relationships create energy. For those of you who have been single for the past 6 years of your life, you've been single and lonely, and you've realized now, I'm ready for a relationship. That's again, Jupiter going into Gemini relationships in end of May. You're ready for love. You're ready. You're getting ready. Life is preparing you to be ready. So if you're feeling irritable that you're lonely, okay, it's going to change. It's going to change. Those of you who also Jupiter and Gemini, you want to try for a baby. You're happy in your relationship. You love your relationship. And now you want to have a baby. You're ready for a baby. Yeah, Jupiter and Gemini going into Gemini is that expansion of relationships, because you're in a good relationship. You can only have a child, you only have a baby, if you're in a good relationship. If you're in a good place, you can't have a desperate. Desperate won't work, yeah, because you're in a good place. For those of you, again, in business, you're ready to expand. You're ready to employ more people. You're ready to take on more responsibility. You'll be ready because you're ready for more. And that's what this week is all about. Realizing I am ready for more. But, again, I say, you're ready for more, but the more is a journey to the end of May. It's not that far after all, is it? It's April now. April and May. Look how quickly time is flying. And the reason why time is flying is because all the planets, all the outer planets, are all direct. And it's moving. It's just moving. It's just getting things moving. For those of you who are nothing moving in your life at the moment, and now you're realizing nothing is moving where everybody else's life, things are moving, things are changing, things around you are moving and changing, hustling and bustling. Things, people are being busy as bee people are... You're jealous of them. That's, again, is another aspect of Jupiter and Uranus in Taurus. Taurus is the star sign of jealousy. You're jealous of other people, and you too also now, I'm ready. I want it. No point in being jealous of somebody if you don't do anything about that jealousy energy. It's the energy of desire. I want it too. Psychic. I want to talk about psychic because it's Christina. Psychic Christina's told me it's going to be very strong, very prevalent, very, very strong, at least for the next 2 years of all our lives. It's fine by Neptune in Pisces, Saturn in Pisces, and got Saturn retrograde in 2025, but it's nonetheless, it's there for the next 2 years. Pisces is a gut instinct, and sometimes we get a gut instinct and we don't listen. We get the bad vibe and we don't listen. We also get the good vibe sometimes and we don't listen either. We're chicken. We're scared. We get the good vibe and we don't listen. We get the bad vibe and don't listen. How many times have you said to yourselves, if I have the opportunity, I'm going to do it. You then get the opportunity and you don't do it. So you promised you were going to do it and then you didn't do it. When your aura has promised you there's going to be a brighter future and then you don't live the brighter future, you are frustrated with life. And that's what the next couple of weeks are going to define. If you're frustrated in any area of your life, you've now got to change the way that you're attracting it into your life. And instead of attracting it through frustration or through jealousy or through irritable energies, you attract things as we move into the Taurus season. You attract things because I am happy-go-lucky. I am a confident person. I'm a strong person. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. I ignore the garbage. And now I'm waiting to attract that genuine, it's an earthly energy, a genuine Taurus energy. Taurus is known to be the star sign of, for some people, laziness. The reason why Taurus are lazy, they're not really lazy. Taurus are actually very busy bees, very busy, active star sign. But Taurus appear to be lazy sometimes because they don't want to make a mistake. They refuse to make a mistake. I don't want to make a mistake. I want to get it right. And that's why they held back. But with the Aries energies and with the Taurus energies and with the Pisces energies and with the Pluto and Aquarius energies, there are going to be some days this week you won't be able to hold back because life wants to get your lives moving forwards. And when you get it moving forwards, it's an impulsive, communicative energy that will solve your problems by talking to the right people at the right time in the right mood.